quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union, with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Yeah, thank you very much and welcome into this edition from the 126th U.S. Open. It's Real Golf Radio, Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, son of two-time U.S. Open champion Billy Casper, who defeated Arnold Palmer in one of the greatest comebacks in U.S. Open history, down seven with just nine holes to play at Olympic Club, and Billy Casper was able to catch him and beat him in a playoff the next day. That was 60 years ago Sunday. That's pretty amazing, huh?
That is crazy. I was 6 years old at the time.
Well, you don't have to admit that, Bob.
I don't have to admit that, but I was 6 years old at the time. It was funny. We were staying with some friends there in Greenbrae, which is north of San Francisco. And everybody was sitting around the TV watching it. I wasn't at the golf course. I was with their family and everything. And my dad tells the story that he heard from the people that we were staying with. And Dad, it was coming down the stretch, and Dad was getting close, and everything, and I guess I took off and ran into the other room. Came back in a couple of minutes. The guy I was staying with said, where did you go? And I said, I had to go say a prayer for my dad.
So prayer answered.
Yeah. So another hole later, and they're coming. They're like one hole left to play. Boom! Off I take off again.
Wow.
And he goes, where'd you go? Where'd you go this time? And he goes, I guess I had to say a fresher prayer for my dad. That was in 1966.
Wow. Seven prayers with nine holes to play. Is that what you're saying?
I guess.
Well, that was pretty amazing. It's literally one of those things. You know what else is amazing in U.S. Open history is Johnny Miller, 63 and 73.
Yep.
His son, Todd Miller, congrats to Todd. He's the new head men's golf coach at BYU, and he's got a stud of a freshman in Kihei Akina who's playing over in the British Amateur and got to the quarterfinals this week there. And we caught up with Todd to talk not only about his team and his new role, but also his thoughts on the U.S. Open with his dad being a champion. And hard to believe that's going to be 50 years next month that Johnny will have been commemorating his Open championship win there at Royal Birkdale. Anyway, all of that still on the table, plus America's favorite caddy. Stay tuned. This is Real Golf Radio.
Kohl's Father's Day gifts are so good, Dad won't be able to stop bragging about them. To his friends, to his barber, to the server who did not ask. He'll even brag to you, the person who literally bought it for him. From comfy polos to stylish shoes and more, plus 20% off across the store, get gifts Dad'll be talking about for months at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. You've been warned. Select styles. Offer ends June 21st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu. My Computer Career, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
It worked for me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
This summer, the Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich and Pineapple Dragon Fruit and Sprite are back at Chick-fil-A.
Let me tell you about the Pineapple Dragon Fruit and Sprite. It's bright. It's bubbly. It's back.
The Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich, it's so rich, and you can choose between the original or the spicy filet.
Ooh, boy.
And then you got those pickled jalapenos tucked right under the filet, and then just to top it all off, you've got a little honey drizzle right on top.
Okay, now I'm a pimento fan.
And I'm feeling the dragon fruit.
Which fan favorite will you choose? Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
The smartest way to spend your money is not to. Straight Talk offers free 5G phones for new and existing customers on Verizon's 5G network. So the refund money I don't spend on that free phone is the refund money I get to keep for my family. Smart.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
This deer season, John Deere wants to give you the home field advantage. We're bringing you the best offers of the season, whether that's cash off on select new machines or a shot at the ultimate Major League Baseball prize package. Because right now, you can enter for a chance to win an MLB All-Star experience for you and three friends, complete with travel and lodging for All-Star Week this July. Deer season is going on now through June 3rd. Visit johndeere.com/deerseason to enter and view the offers and complete contest rules. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
My goal is to try to get to 10 or 11. You know, unfortunately, some missed putts, short one on 9, and didn't birdie 7, and unfortunate bogey on 6. So, yeah, I mean, I really felt like I could be in double digits. But, you know, the great thing about that is I didn't feel like I had my best, and I still am leading as of right now, and hopefully I can bring my A game on the weekend.
That was Wyndham Clark, who's leading the U.S. Open at the halfway point here at Shinnecock. Welcome back to the show, Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, at Real Golf on X. Thanks for joining us and for taking us with you wherever you are on this beautiful weekend. Happy Father's Day tomorrow as well to all of the dads out there. Bob and I certainly blessed with great ones, and we miss your dad, and we certainly wish my dad as well a happy Father's Day this week. But we appreciate you being with us there. I didn't see Wyndham Clark coming out and grabbing this kind of a lead, but he has played some phenomenal golf, and that opening round 64, really, really impressive, comes back with 69, and, you know, as you heard him say right there, his goal was to get it to double digits. He's at 7, thought he could get a little deeper, but, you know, said he missed some putts and that kind of thing. What do you make of that?
You're not going to make them all in a U.S. Open, but one of the things that I find kind of interesting is Wyndham Clark was in the final group last week coming into this event and kind of didn't play well on the weekend, kind of sprayed it around a little bit in the final round and wasn't able to take advantage of that and win that golf tournament. But here he is continuing his good play and, you know, like you said, 64, 69 in the first two rounds, 7 under par, has a 4-shot lead on the rest of the field right now. Maybe a little bit of an outlier, but I'll tell you what, you know, some guys have the ability to, once they get out in front, to really start to boat race the field and really get ahead of him. And that's kind of where Wyndham is right now, yet he has two more rounds to play.
Yeah, I don't know if this is one of those golf courses you can run away and hide.
Exactly.
If he does, you know what? Good for him. But let's not forget Tommy Fleetwood with a 63 on Sunday, the last time it was played here, which is pretty impressive stuff. And there's a lot of danger around the corner here at this golf course. But here's what's impressive. When we talked about, you know, players to watch coming in this week, when we mentioned Wyndham Clark, and my comment was he's the hottest player on the PGA Tour right now. And he is. I mean, he won recently. As you mentioned, he was in the final group last week. He just seems to have found something with that new ping putter. And when you look at what he's doing out here and the way that this golf course is requiring your game to be, he's 17th in strokes gained approach. He's picking up over two shots on the field in strokes gained approach. He is also picking up, you know, almost a shot with his putter. And so you have to do that, right? I mean, he's hitting fairways good enough. He's, he's doing what he needs to do. And in fact, it just shifted back on me. There we go. He's seventh in strokes gained putting, picking up over two shots.
Yes.
And then two and a third shots on the approach. So sorry, I was just looking at those stats and it refreshed on me and went to round two. Round two, not as good as round one. But when you put it all together, man, that's some pretty good playing. And, you know, let's see, where was he on fairways hit? 21 of 28. That's okay.
Yeah.
Like you can get it around, but this isn't the US Open that you have to hit fairways. This is the US Open that you have to hit greens. And because getting around on those greens is where it's really difficult.
Well, and having qualifying that statement, this isn't the US Open that you have to hit fairways. It's easier to hit fairways in this US Open.
Good point.
Because they're averaging 45 to 46 yards wide. So you're seeing guys being able to take advantage of that and hit it in the fairway. They're rolling, and then it's a matter of hitting greens. And, you know, if you get on the greens, you have an opportunity to make some birdies. These greens are kind of tricky, and they're a little slow right now, running about 10.5. But if you miss greens, then you really have to extricate yourself from positions where the ball rappels away from the hole, away from the green, and it gives you a lot of options, whether you putt, whether you pitch, where you carry the ball, whether you bump and run it, all those types of things. So these guys have a big task ahead of them as far as their play, especially going into these last two rounds.
That's another interesting thing to look at is you look at ball striking stats. So you start looking at what are the keys to winning a U.S. Open, hitting fairways, hitting greens.
Yep.
And the ball striking stat, first of all, I love saying ball strike. Like if anybody ever accused me of being a good ball striker, I would blush. Like that would be the most amazing compliment you
blush
could give
or
me.
Or gush.
Yeah, either way, I would be like, I'll take it. Nobody's ever accused me of being a great ball striker, but I just freaking love that.
Yep.
It's the total of a player's rank in both total driving and greens and regulation. Yep. So when you look at that, number one on the PGA Tour, Scottie Scheffler.
Yep.
Number two, Jordan Smith.
Uh-huh.
And number three is currently number two on the leaderboard, Matt Fitzpatrick.
Wow.
Right?
Yep.
So, those are the kind of guys when you start looking at it. Kurt Kitayama's right up there. Colin Morikawa is sixth. Ludvig Åberg is seventh. So, again, I go back to, by the way, Mao. You were asking about Mao.
Uh-huh.
He's 13th in ball striking.
Wow.
Right? And he's right there tied for 12th.
Yes.
In that, right? So, these are guys that you look at and say it's no wonder that they're playing well. Sam Stevens, 16th. So ball striking stats, Xander Schauffele, 17th. I mean, go down the list. The guys that are in the top, Keith Mitchell, 22nd. I mean, the guys, Neil Shipley, 25th. The guys that are ball strikers are the guys that are up here.
Yeah.
And when you got high winds, when you've got, you know, sort of, you know, difficult lines into these greens and small spaces. We'll hear from Colin Morikawa.
Right.
There's small spaces on a big green, but small spaces to land it in order which to be able to stay on the green.
Yeah.
And
that's something the caddy told us a few weeks ago, is that the actual effective area of the greens is so much smaller than what they look like. And you've got those little fold-offs on these greens like I said earlier, repelled the ball away from the hole.
Yeah. Yep. So it's let's talk about the big storyline of the week, and that is the USGA's setup approach this week at Shinnecock.
Yep.
going conservative, forecasted high winds. Again, Saturday's supposed to be pretty windy.
Yep.
I have to think right now that the golf course is green enough. They've probably done their job.
Yes.
I don't know that the golf course can get away from them at this point.
Right.
So I suspect they probably lay off the water, even with the high winds, tomorrow, and then reassess it for Sunday. I know John Bodenhammer says that this place can dry out quicker than anything.
Right.
And he said the humidity is expected to leave the area. So if you lose humidity and increase the wind speeds, it is possible that this thing could get pushed even further than they want it to on Saturday.
Yep.
But I have to think that it's probably right there. And I applaud him for taking an approach. Look, if you're going to go up there and tell us every single year that we're not shooting for par, that may have been how it was in the past, but right, that's not the USGA today. If you're going to say it over and over and over again, then I love that they're stuck to the plan and they're showing us just that. They haven't done anything crazy.
No.
They're not freaking out that someone's at 7 under par.
No.
You know, none of that, right?
No.
And so I do think that is a testament to their philosophy and wanting to put these great golf courses on display the way the architect intended them, without kind of trying to trick them up and make these players, you know, quote, shoot over par.
You know, we look at what this golf course has given us as far as champions and people that have played this golf course and played it well. In the last four Open Championships, the modern era, okay, we've only had three guys
mm-hmm.
that have ended the tournament at under par. Three.
It's amazing.
Total.
Right.
Okay? And we have currently close to 12.
Okay? But we're only halfway. Yeah.
But still, it wasn't anything near that. I mean, this golf course has always been, I mean, when you think of this, think of last year. Okay, one under par won the golf tournament, and that was J.J. Spahn, and he was the only guy. Only guy.
And he had to make about a 100-footer on the last hole to make it to that one under.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so you come here to this golf course, and everybody says, this golf course is actually tougher than that golf course was, and that golf course is a beast. I mean, that you and I played that golf course last year, and there's no way I would love to play in that golf course year after year after, or week after week after week.
No, not a chance. No.
This golf course we would. Because golf course gives you an opportunity to shoot some scores and you have fun doing it, even though you're getting beaten up. You have fun doing it.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to hear from some of the players that are in contention. Joaquin Niemann got a two-shot penalty, ended up with an 11 on a hole, and is playing the weekend, which is unreal. We'll just update on distance study. The USGA's setup, we'll continue talking about that. And then where's Scottie Scheffler as he looks for that final piece of the career Grand Slam? And Zach Blair made the cut, grounded out, playing some nice golf. We caught up with him after his second round. That's all coming up next right here on Real Golf Radio.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
If you're serious about investing in gold or silver, Allegiance Gold will give you an additional $5,000 in free gold to add to your portfolio. They can help you buy any amount of gold or silver, even roll over your current IRA into gold. They've helped thousands invest millions in gold over the years, with prices that are some of the best in the industry, with fees that are fair, reasonable, and transparent. Protect your wealth with gold. Save on your gold or silver pricing when you buy from the top-rated Allegiance Gold. Invest in gold or silver today by calling Allegiance for your free gold guide. And learn about the $5,000 free gold offer with qualified purchase. Call now.
800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. That's 800-413-1937.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
This segment is brought to you by Black Desert Resort. Go to blackdesertresort.com. That's where you can book your stay and play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Design Golf Course. Oh, phenomenal opportunity to get down there and play the course. Yeah, it's hot. It's hot in the summertime. But you know what? Those greens are absolutely perfect right now. They are so good. In fact, if you find them to be a little too firm and fast for you during the, quote, perfect time of the year, this is the time because they're just a little slower, but they're at roll absolutely perfect, super green. No overseed. Looks phenomenal. Go check it out. BlackDesertResort.com. That's BlackDesertResort.com. And we thank you for joining us here from the 126th U.S. Open at Shinnecock. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper at Real Golf on X. You can also search Real Golf Radio where your favorite podcasts are found. We're going to talk with Zach Blair coming up here in just a minute about his round so far, his first two rounds here at the tournament. But before we do that, let's hear from Colin Morikawa, who is up near the top of the leaderboard.
Greens are tough. You know, usually the shorter holes with wedges are usually easy when it's into the wind because you know it's just going to kind of stop. Like, you know, a hard, firm bounce. They're soft enough to right now where you can't land it short of the hole because it's going to spin off the green. And then you can't really land it too far past because you don't have any room on the green because the greens play so small. So I think the short holes, like, you really have to be on with your numbers.
How about that, Bob? Yeah. Pretty interesting, right? Yeah. I mean, that's a great explanation of the challenge that it presents here at Shinnecock.
Yeah, and even if you get those pins back in the green far enough, then you give yourself the opportunity to hit it over the green and make a bigger number. But by being conservative and hitting it short of the hole, then it's going to spin and come back away from the hole, which gives you longer putts.
It's the softness combined with the small target areas, right?
Yes.
That can benefit and that can also be problematic.
Yep,
so Morikawa went on to kind of describe a little bit more of the test here.
Depending on if it's into the wind, that can completely change the shot. So you might miss it into the uphill spot. You might miss it into the end of the green or the end of the wind spot. Sometimes those are the same spot. I think it's just being able to control your approach shots. Like, these greens, you know, to me, play similar to Pinehurst in a way to where you see a big green, but you really only have a third of it to work with. And then at that point, it's, okay, what kind of spin are you going to control? Where are you going to hit it? Where's the best leave? I mean, every shot, you know, we're talking about, okay, you know, if you do miss it, where do you want to miss it? And if you do miss it in there, is it going to be into the wind or is it going to be uphill? You have to have one of those, and if not, you're probably making bogey from there.
There you go. Simple as that. Into the wind or uphill. That's where you got to leave it.
That's right. And you got to make that decision and that choice. And we're talking, he's a consummate ball striker. We're talking a guy that really knows how to get his golf ball around the golf course.
Yeah. Well, Bob, you were the final question in that interview, and let's hear how that went.
Last question, Bob.
You played quite a few of these U.S. Opens. How would you compare Shinnecock Hills to others that you've played?
In what sense? I mean, it...
Difficulty,
yeah.
All everything that goes along with scoring on this golf course.
Yeah, I mean, even, you know, obviously a big part of the talk this week has been softer greens. Scores are still tough. You know, I think anytime you get greens like this where you really only have 30%, 40% of the green to put pins, it's going to play difficult. You know, I hit a couple on these short holes, you know, you call it 10, 13. I'm still standing over these wedge shots, making sure I'm dialed in on my number, because it can turn from a birdie hole, which there really aren't any birdie holes out here, into a bogey and into saving par, into making up and down. So there's a fine margin. I think that's what a great golf course is, when there's a really, really fine margin, when you get rewarded for good shots and bad shots, you know, just you're going to have to save par. So I love this golf course. I think it's grown on me throughout the week. I think when I showed up, you know, it was nice and everyone had high remarks for it. I just looked at it as, you know, this is the next test for me. But I think it's grown on me, especially with this wind that we've had. You know, I think with the north wind, it plays very, very weird. But with, you know, the south we had yesterday and the west we're having right now, I think it plays as a great golf course.
I love that. It's grown on him. And I think that's what, look, if you aren't sure, you're watching it or you've seen it, when you come out and play, you fall in love with this place.
Yeah, they love it. I mean, and, you know, he's talking about the 10th hole as an opportunity to possibly make birdie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 10th hole is ranked number 3 toughest hole on the golf course.
And it's one of the shorter ones.
And like it's one of the shorter ones. It's one, you pick what you're going to try to get over the hill and have a fairway shot into it, but it's the third toughest hole right now on the golf course.
I think it's important, too, to listen to players. And the fact that he says he really loves this golf course, not surprising he's playing well.
Right.
You're going to hear that from Zach Blair. We had a chance to catch up with him after his second round here at the Open.
Here with Zach Blair after two rounds here at the U.S. Open, playing in your fifth. How was it out there?
Yeah, it was good. Wind wasn't crazy, you know, yesterday or today, really. Maybe picked up a little bit here and there, but kind of saw it as easy as it could play, I guess, and it's still pretty tough. So.
That's the truth.
I didn't see you hitting a lot of fairways, not necessarily a lot of greens, but, man, that short game's been on this week.
Yeah, I drove it a lot better today. Was struggling pretty bad yesterday through like 12 or 13 holes, and then kind of found something late with the driver, which, you know, was obviously made it a little easier. But yeah, had a couple of big putts, you know, kind of in the middle of that round, which are obviously huge. Couple good chips, but yeah, it was a grind for sure both days.
You know, you played in quite a few, what, 5 U.S. Opens so far. How are the greens at this U.S. Open speed-wise compared to some of the others you've played?
Yeah, they're a little slower. Just I think they're kind of, you know, protecting against the wind that they were supposed to get yesterday that never really came. And then, you know, I think they're just being pretty cautious in terms of, like, the moisture levels on them. So they're pretty soft and receptive as well. So I mean, like, I had a couple, you know, fairway woods that like spun back, which, you know, you don't really think that's possible at a U.S. Open, but, you know, maybe they'll kind of let it rip the next few days, and hopefully it blows pretty good this afternoon.
Yeah, for sure. Is it hard to adjust to that when your mindset is, you know, kind of carnage at a U.S. Open?
We played Sunday and it was kind of like this. Like, wind wasn't blowing that bad, greens were slow and pretty soft, and then the very next day, you know, it blew kind of a little bit, and I mean the greens were 3 or 4 feet faster, so much firmer, and it was like, okay, this is more what you know I'm expecting. And then they kind of dialed it back again on Wednesday and, you know, yesterday and even today. So it is kind of hard to take on some of the shots that you're like, I've played here, you know, not in the U.S. Open, where you can't hit those shots, you know, because the ball is just going to bounce off and go, you know, so far away from the green. But, you know, it's just part of, I guess, playing.
Go ahead. Where would you rank this golf course, just competition-wise, competitive nature, compared to other U.S. Open courses you played?
I've been lucky to play some good ones. Obviously, Pinehurst is awesome, and Pebble Beach and Oakmont, you know, those are really good too. But, I mean, this is one of my favorite golf courses in the whole world. I think kind of gives you enough rope to hang yourself a little bit, you know, plenty wide off the tee. But if you get the cross breezes like you get today, it's, you know, there's some tough driving, you know, tough driving holes. And then, you know, as the greens firm up, hopefully they firm up the next couple of days, you know, you'll really see just how precise and, you know, cautious I think you have to play, and not really having to do that right now. And it, like I said, it's still pretty hard. So, yeah, we'll see. I love this place though.
Are the fairways firming up as far as the play is concerned?
Yeah, the fairways have been firm the whole time. Not like rock hard,
right?
But I mean, you're still getting tons of roll, and you know they're it's mainly just kind of on the greens.
340 on the last hole.
I think they had somebody else's drive for me there.
So rumor has it you came out a little early and played some of the surrounding golf courses. How would you describe just how good these golf courses are in this area?
This is the best golf, I think, in the whole world, truthfully. You know, definitely in America. It's my favorite, and you could go any direction and find a great golf course, you know, around here. It's pretty awesome.
Nice. And finally, your game going into the weekend, how's your confidence right now? How's your game feel?
I was really proud with kind of just like two super grindy rounds. That's not my strong suit over the last like 5 or 6 years, I would say. It's kind of like I feel like I used to be really good at that, and over the last handful of years it seems like, you know, continually shooting the highest round I could have shot versus, you know, the last couple of days that was like, you know, maybe not the lowest I could have shot, but there was, you know, a ton of really, really good saves and big putts. So, nice. You know, happy to be playing 4 days.
Yeah, yep. Awesome. Well, best of luck on the weekend.
Cool. Thanks, bud. Appreciate it.
That was Zach Blair after his second round 71, following up an opening round, or second round 70, yeah, an opening round 71. And I'll tell you what's great is, he might not be driving it the best out there, but his putter, he's gaining, I think, 2.5 shots with on the field with his strokes gained putting. Yeah. And he just, like you said, holds some key putts, grinded it out there. And I love it. Like you said, one of my favorite courses in the whole world.
Yeah.
When you have that, isn't it amazing what you can do on a golf course that you just love to play?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And the, like Colin Morikawa said,
yep,
okay, he's loving this place more and more. And I think the guys that are right up there at the top are those kind of guys that are embracing this golf course and are loving this golf course.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to see how this thing goes. We have so much more to get to with storylines and, in fact, you know, some of the storylines that are need to be talked about is the update on the distance study.
Yes.
You know, where the USGA gave us an announcement that the bodies are all coming together and there's going to be more research after 8 years. They're not sure that this current proposal is going to be enough.
Right.
So we're going to revisit that. We'll talk about that coming up here
more than
in just a little
golf
bit.
Ball.
Yeah. And then, of course, our leader, Wyndham Clark, was asked more about the incident at Oakmont last year in the locker room. He addressed that. We'll hear his comments there. Joaquin Niemann chucked a club, got a 2-shot penalty, and his thoughts after that. I think were, you know, were really, really good. I was really impressed with Joaquin Niemann in his comments after a tough situation. Coming up next, though, we're going to shift gears just a little bit. Todd Miller, son of U.S. Open champ and British Open champ Johnny Miller, the voice of the U.S. Open for nearly 20 years. He's the new head golf coach at BYU. He joins us next to talk about his team and his thoughts on his dad as a broadcaster and as a player next right here on Real Golf Radio.
Every champion needs a home field advantage. Mountain America Credit Union will go to bat for you with mortgage loans that cover every base, including a free appraisal for a limited time. We're not just your lender. We're your biggest fans. Mountain America Mortgage, your home team. Apply today. Loans on approved credit. Membership required based on eligibility. This limited time offer can change or be withdrawn at any time. Equal housing lender. NMLS ID 462815.
Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay. You can play. Enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
Celebrate Father's Day this year at Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf. Get Dad ready for the course with tailor-made TP5 golf balls. Buy two dozen TP5 or TP5X golf balls for $100. Need more ideas this Father's Day? We have gift cards in any amount, plus our online gift guide at worldwidegolf.com. Trusted by golfers since 1971 and home to the legendary 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee. Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf. Get there.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
We know how much you love this game. That's why we built the USGA Gin app, presented by Century Insurance.
Let's go. Hey, y'all can hit first.
Yes. It's there for you before, during, and after your round, because it's all about getting the most out of every shot. And even more importantly, your next one.
Nice. Yeah.
Join, connect, enjoy. The USGA Gin app. Experience a better round.
Golf Course Green starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to MountainlandSupply.com to find the location nearest you.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper here at the U.S. Open at Shinnecock. And we're going to shift gears just a little bit, head back to our home state of Utah, and welcome in Todd Miller, who is the new head golf coach at BYU. First of all, Coach, congratulations on the new gig. How's it feel so far?
It was an exciting time. I mean, I've told people definitely a lot of pressure for me just because, you know, Carl Tucker for 30 years did an incredible job at BYU, won a national championship. And then Bruce, you know, he's won every award in his coaching. He's a Hall of Famer two or three times. And just, you know, he's won a ton of tournaments, have a ton of All-Americans, tour players. And so, you know, I'm just following some impressive guys that everybody really respects in the sport, and I hope I can just continue the legacy that they built.
How much have you been doing with the golf team under the tutelage of Bruce and being involved in the program in an intricate way?
Yeah, I mean, from day one when Bruce hired me, like 21 years ago, he was really good about letting me, like, take roles. I mean, when we first started coaching, you could only have one coach on the golf course coaching actively, and he would coach one day. He'd let me coach the next. Whoever shot lower would coach the third day, and nobody else was doing that. Like, he's from day one, he's given me roles, given me opportunities. And, you know, I would say the last, you know, 5 years, he's been like, hey, look, you know, this is going to be your team. I hope, you know, he was hoping I would take over, and he's like, why don't you make call the shots, you know, call on the guys you're going to, you want to recruit and bring in this program. And so, he's just given me a lot of opportunity, and a lot of rope to do things the way I want to do them.
Todd Miller joining us here on Real Golf Radio. That's super awesome. Let me just ask you, Kihei's playing over in the British Am. He's obviously a stud player. What is your assessment, and how would you analyze Kihei and his game and his potential compared to all of the other young men that you've been around in this position?
Well, he's a unique kid in a lot of ways, but you can see that his game travels wherever just because the mind he has. He doesn't, yeah, he could overpower a course if he wants to, but he doesn't try to. Like, there's times that he'll pick his places, but he plods his way around a golf course the right way. Like, he could play a major championship. He can play a, you know, easy course and shoot a ton under par. And so he just, he's really smart about what he's doing. I mean, I've never had a freshman that's 240, 250 out and will be like, hey, should we hit this 10 yards short of the green so we have an easy chip? I'm like, never have I ever had a freshman that thinks that way. I've had juniors or seniors that think that way. But, I mean, at the national championship, he did it on the 10th hole. And I'm just like, that is so impressive that he has the restraint to do that, even though he knows he could pull off a heroic shot. And so his game travels. He doesn't get, like, totally overexcited if he's 4 or 5 under par. And he doesn't get super ticked off if he starts off with a bogey or two or a double. He plods his way around and he's good at everything he does. I mean, it's really impressive to watch him play. I think one of the announcers this morning said about him, something like, he knows how to conserve his energy, you know? And like, I'm like, people don't really talk about that, but he does a good job of that.
Yeah, and there, I mean, conserving energy is not only physically, but more so mentally conserving energy on a golf course and being able to make things easy for yourself when you're playing competitive golf.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think the exact quote, let's see, I wrote it down because I liked it. He has a very good energy management. I was like, okay, I got to write that down. I'm going to talk to our players about that.
I love that.
Energy management. I love that. That's good stuff. Todd Miller is our guest here on Real Golf Radio. What coaching philosophies, right? So obviously you're trying to help these young men compete at their very best to get the most out of their talent and perform under pressure in these events. But it's so much more than that, right? As a coach, you're a mentor and a shaper of men. And what are your philosophies around coaching young men?
I want to teach our players to be super proactive, and I want to be a proactive coach. Like, it's easy for coaches or players to look back at their tournament and go, man, I should have done this differently, or I should have done that, like, you know, I should have hit a different club off this hole. But, like, I want them to play the course in their mind. Like, I want to do that with them. I want to be proactive so that, like, we're saving strokes before we show up to play golf. And they're just, I've always been kind of like, sit back, and Bruce had never really done this, but I've just seen other coaches that are just like harping on their players after the fact. And I'm thinking to myself, like, well, you obviously just didn't do a very good job of telling them what you wanted to see out of them on the golf course. Yeah. And so in all ways, I want to be proactive. I want them to be really well-rounded people. Like, that's some of the things that have been going through my mind, how I can, you know, just really develop kids that are ready for every situation in life. Overall, I want to recruit kids that are very passionate about everything they do. You know, when I've sat down with Spencer, we're just looking at kids when we get on calls with them, that they just sound like, hey, I'm passionate about the sport. I'm ready to go, you know, and if we do that, I think we're going to be very successful.
So, how's the team that you currently have and those kids coming in?
Oh, we've got a really fun team. I mean, we obviously have a bunch of different characters on this team, right now, and you know, coming in this next year, we actually have 5 kids that are going to be coming in sort of new. You got Cooper Jones returning from his mission, right? And he's already shown that he can win at a college level. We have Lincoln Markham that just returned from his mission, and so we'll see what he's got, but he had a really good year his senior year. And then Austin Shelley's been winning a ton of tournaments here in Utah, and been playing great golf. And then we got David Lickety that's transferred from Utah Tech.
Yeah.
And I mean, he really, really impressed me at the US Amateur. like you can't hide from Olympic Club. You just, you have to have every part of your game and you can't hide from him. And so he did a great job. And then that was why there were so many, you know, so many people that were interested in, you know, bringing him in when he went into the portal. And I, you know, I feel Brad did a great job recognizing the talent and bringing him in. So that's hard for me to see him leave, but I didn't want to see him go to another school. So I was definitely on top of that when he decided he was coming in. And then Drake Harvey from Vegas is one of the top 10 recruits in the country. I mean, he's just, he plays all over, his game travels. He's like, you know, he's got a little bit of Johnny Miller in him, that he's got a little bit like a flair to him. And that's what I really like. He's kind of like, hey, I don't care. This is my personality and I'm going to do my thing, you know?
I love that. And I love that you worked in a little Johnny Miller in there. Yeah, that's always good.
Absolutely.
So maybe we'll use that as a little transition. It is U.S. Open week. We're out here at Shinnecock. Your dad, obviously, a U.S. Open champion. What are your memories growing up of U.S. Open week?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the interesting thing is it's been more when I've been, you know, past my, you know, playing and more into the coaching, that I've gone back to the Open with my dad. And I mean, I had the opportunity when Dustin Johnson won the U.S. Open, I got to go play the course the day after. And I had, you know, I really wanted to feel what he felt. You know, I've looked and I've studied and I've talked to him about the whole experience. And he talked about, you know, how the spirit was telling him that, you know, he had to open his stance way up before the final round on the driving range. And, you know, my dad's an honest guy, but I wanted to feel kind of what he felt. And I've never had a round of golf that I've just kind of almost broke down and was crying because of what it did for him and our family and his career. I mean, I walked down that first fairway and I was so overcome by with emotion. I kind of just walked off to the side of my group because I didn't want to see it. And then it happened again on number 8. And my buddy came up to me and put my arms around me and Kimball Smith. And he's just like, this is a cool spot for you, isn't it? I'm like, yeah, there hasn't been many rounds in my life that I've kind of felt something like this. And so, you know, it just everything, you know, my dad's career was awesome, right? But if you take away that 63 and 73, it's not what it is. It's just, it's such a heroic round. It's such a special thing. Everything, you know, for our family in golf points back to that special day on Sunday where he shoots 63.
You know, what's interesting is that, you know, we both have dads that won the U.S. Open in 1966. My dad won, and that was the year your dad played and was the low amateur at Olympic Club. And our families have been tied together. And I, to this day, as I talk to your dad, you know, one of the first things he always says to me is, I miss your dad. And he tears up and I tear up. But what's really cool, like you have just been talking about the U.S. Open in Oakmont, is that you can go to these courses where your dad and my dad have played golf, and it's very humbling. It's very humbling to see what they've been able to achieve in their career and for our families. So having said that, your dad's a great guy. And you know, it's U.S. Opens, and it's like the British Open. What is it, 50 years? Is that right, Brian? 50 years coming up this year for the British Open. And it was, what, 60 years for my dad this year for the U.S. Open in 66. So really, really cool milestones and wonderful things for our family.
Absolutely. My dad would tell me stories of when he got on tour, and Billy would be like, hey, come to this meeting with me. They would go speak in a meeting, and my dad would speak for a couple, two to three, four minutes. And Billy, you know, he could just, Billy was the kind of guy who just sit there and he could talk and people would listen to him for 20 hours, you know? And so he was just always, I just always remember him, how appreciative he was that Billy was willing to take him kind of under his wing and just kind of show him the ropes and be, you know, be his buddy.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Todd Miller's our guest here, Johnny Miller's son, and the new coach at BYU Men's Golf. Speaking of Royal Birkdale next month, have you had a chance to get over and play that one, and any plans to commemorate the 50th?
Yeah, I don't have any plans for commemorating, but I did go over there to Royal Birkdale, and that's probably of all the tournament majors I've ever been to, that was the coolest. I mean, watching Spieth hit it way right on top of the hill coming home, couldn't find his ball, and I was standing right on the hill where he hit it, and I didn't see it. It hit some guy in the head on top of the hill, and nobody even said anything. The guy's bleeding on the other side of the hill, and Jordan's looking for his ball, and he looks up at us, and he's like, did anybody see my ball down here? And we're like, no. And he goes, well, why am I looking here, you know? And then he sprints up to the top of the hill because this guy pops over the hill and says, you hit my buddy in the top of the head. And then they find it there. And then he goes on. I think he makes bogey there, and then he hits that one tight on the par three. And then his, you know, the shot, the putt, everybody remembers of him pointing in the hole from 40 feet. So yeah, that was really cool for me to be at. And I think it was Grace that broke the record. He shot 62 at Royal Birkdale last time there. And so I got him to sign a flag, you know, and just told him, hey, you beat my dad's record. He just kind of laughed at me. So it was kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, of those memories, I think Johnny will be a little more remembered than Brandon Grace. But yeah, that was a nice 62 nonetheless. So yeah, that's
pretty. It was a nice 62. Same meaning, you're right, but it was still like, it was just kind of, it was kind of sad in a way, but it was kind of cool just to be there and say, hey, look, will you sign this flag? You know, my dad, I had my dad's signature on one of them. Yeah. And he signed it on the side.
That's awesome.
So cool. Well, yeah, just to make it a full circle moment, my dad was a young missionary over in Scotland when he met both of your dads over there playing in the Open Championship. Yep. So, yeah, how about that?
That's pretty cool.
That's kind of a fun story. Hey, Todd, thanks so much, man. We appreciate you spending some time with us here and reminiscing a little U.S. Open, a little British Open. Your dad's great. We miss him on the broadcast. I mean, just what a legend. Absolute legend. There's nobody like him, and, you know, that's super awesome. And again, congrats on the new gig as the head men's golf coach at BYU. Brother, we're proud of you, and we're excited for you.
Thanks for all you guys do. I appreciate being on with you.
Yeah, you got it. Todd Miller joining us right here on Real Golf Radio. More from
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.